Thank you so much for tuning in today. You're listening to The Daily, and I'm your host, Amy Carlin. Looking forward to Easter next weekend, I have been thinking of one of my favorite explanations about the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the Book of Mormon, King Benjamin declares, "For behold, the time cometh and is not far distant, that with power the Lord Omnipotent who reigneth, who was and is from all eternity to all eternity, shall come down from heaven among the children of men, and shall dwell in a tabernacle of clay, and shall go forth amongst men, working mighty miracles, such as healing the sick, raising the dead, causing the lame to walk, the blind to receive their sight, and the deaf to hear, and curing all manner of diseases. And he shall cast out devils, or the evil spirits which dwell in the hearts of the children of men. And lo, he shall suffer temptations, and pain of body, hunger, thirst, and fatigue, even more than man can suffer, except it be unto death. For behold, blood cometh from every pore, so great shall be his anguish for the wickedness and the abominations of his people. And he shall be called Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Father of heaven and earth, the Creator of all things from the beginning. And his mother shall be called Mary. And lo, he cometh unto his own, that salvation might come unto the children of men, even through faith on his name. And even after all this, they shall consider him a man, and say that he hath a devil, and shall scourge him, and shall crucify him. And he shall rise the third day from the dead. And behold, he standeth to judge the world. And behold, all these things are done, that a righteous judgment might come upon the children of men. For behold, and also his blood atoneth for the sins of those who have fallen by the transgression of Adam, who have died, not knowing the will of God concerning them, or who have ignorantly sinned. This is the reason that we celebrate. This is the reason President Russell M. Nelson taught, that we can feel joy regardless of what is happening or not happening in our lives. The plan of salvation, Jesus Christ, and his gospel give us this opportunity. This Easter, let's remember these sources of joy and rejoice. Thank you again for listening today. The Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.